弟兄姊妹们平安。刚刚诗歌说到，我们活着的目的是为了侍奉神，为了敬拜他。
Peace to your brothers and sisters. We're just saying that the purpose of our life is to worship
Him. 我想这个时代的人对敬拜有很多不同的定义。
And nowadays there are many definitions for worship.
曾经有一个定义非常深的抓住我，就是 Austin Sparks 说什么叫做敬拜。
One definition really touches my heart. That's by our brother Austin Sparks.
他的敬拜叫做 Holy for God， 整个全部是为着神的。
His worship is holy for God. Everything.
我们这个人时间、我们的生命、我们的财产、我们所有的一切，整个心都是为了神的。
Everything that we have, our beings and our money, our time, everything is for God.
弟兄姊妹，当神家有需要的时候，其实神是爱我们啊。
Actually, God loves us.
这次这个奉献的事情，刚刚弟兄已经交通过。当我们知道的时候
，As Brother Billy just shared.As we learn about it,
我们好像觉得这是面临一个挑战，因为现在正在金融海啸，很多人都有难处。
We heard about this need. We felt this is a big challenge because we're just going through the economic tsunami.
但当我在主面前祷告的时候，主就立刻纠正我，好，万事万物都在改变，只有耶稣基督昨日、今日、直到永远不改变。
Because as I was praying, the Lord instantly corrected me that everything is changing, but the Lord.It is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
世界在改变，经济在改变，我们的人在改变。
Yes, the world is changing, economy is changing, we are changing.
但是神从来不改变的。
God never changes.
从前几年前在我们中间怎样行做神迹奇事
？How he performed the miracles among us several years ago.
今天在我们中间一样做奇妙的事情。
Today he will also do wonderful works among us.
尤其那天于师母祷告到说，连这个 timing 我们都感谢你，这个时间都是你量的，出于你的。
Several days ago, even Sister Nancy prayed that even the timing is of the God, of Lord, and we want to thank him.
我那天听他祷告的时候，里面叫阿门神，我说主啊，你的时间永远是最好的。
Okay, as I heard her prayer, I say Amen. Lord, your timing is always the best.
神不要我们失去了起初的爱心，不要我们丢弃了起初的信心。
Because the Lord does not want us to lose the first love and our first faith.
神不要我们失去了当初整个教会重新爱主那样火热爱主。
The Lord does not want us to lose the fire that we were loving and trusting Lord together at that time.
所以 in His time, by His way, 他要再让我们再一次恢复复习他在我们中间奇妙的作为。
So in His time, by His way, He wants us to re-experience and restore.Our faith in Him.
恢复我们对他起初的爱心、起初的信心，还有许多人最近才加入的，让我们一起有份。
Not only that He wants to restore our love and our faith in Him, also He wants to give the newcomers an opportunity to experience Him.
看起来好像是神在这里要，但这其实是神要给。
Actually, it seems like the Lord is demanding from us, but actually He wants to provide and give us.
神自己从来没有需要的，但是他就是爱我们，他要给我们。
God never has needs, but He wants to love us and give it to us.
这个礼拜二我们这个办公室还有晚上祷告会，有一个姊妹分享她的见证。
This past week, a sister shared her testimony in office and also at prayer meeting.
就是上个礼拜天，她一听到神家有这个报告的时候，她就向神立刻祷告，说主，我该怎么办？我该奉献，我该奉献多少
？Last week, she heard about this need, she instantly asked the Lord.Or what should I do? How much should I offer?
因为这边这就是神最宝贝我们的地方，就是我们向着他的心。
So our hearts toward Him is what that the Lord cherishes the most.
刚才不管 David 不管 Helen， 你听他们的见证，还有很多我们不知道的弟兄姊妹哈。
We heard about the testimony of David and Helen and many other testimonies that we've known.
在他们里面都有一些非常宝贵的，就是向着神的心，他不在于我能做什么。
There's something very precious that their heart toward God.
当你听见的时候，就是主，我要有份，但是我有限，怎么办？就向神祷告。
They heard about this. They say, "Oh Lord, I want to be part of it, but my financial ability is so limited." So they pray to God.
我刚刚说的那个姊妹，我们也都知道她没有钱，就向神祷告的时候，主给她一个数字。
Like the sister I mentioned, she does not have money either, but yet she prayed to the Lord.The Lord gave her a number.
他说那个狮子是他完全没有的钱，他不可能有这个钱。
But she did not have this money, and it seems like impossible that she would have the money.
但是他就向神祷告，他就相信神。
But she prayed to the Lord, and she trusted in the Lord.
当他才真的祷告的时候，没有多久他就接到一个电话，有一个姊妹，她说她别人借了她很多的钱，最近开始她不认为会还她的，结果最近开始还她了。
And then pretty soon she got a phone call from a sister who recently received a payback that she never expected.
而且还给她的第一笔，她就有感动说要寄给我们这位姊妹了。
So she received the first payment. She had moved in her heart that this money should be sent to her sister.
当那个姊妹一讲这个数字的时候，正好就是这个姊妹向神祷告的数字。她说她听到的时候，她就感动的一直哭，一直流眼泪。
And the amount is exactly the amount that the sister has been praying to God. So she heard about this amount, immediately she wept.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见了没有？人对神的爱跟神的爱在这里相会，叫我们遇见他。
And you see that when men's love toward God and God's love meet together, that's the place we encounter.
我们的注意力跟重点都不在于说我们要达到多少钱解决什么问题，而是在于我们到底向神是什么心。
Our focus is never how much money we have to come up with and to resolve the issue, but our heart toward God.
我们所在乎的就是神在这件事情里面，我们遇见了他没有？
What we care is that do we meet God in this incident?
我们在这些事情里面，我们面对面的经历他没有？
Have we experienced and meeting Him face to face?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你不要担心你所不要害怕这件事情啊，要很积极、很正面的去面对我们所爱的神。
But so please do not be afraid, but very actively seeking Him.
如果马门真在我们身上是捆绑，我们真的需要主释放我们。
Money indeed is a bondage on us, then we need to be set free.
如果你觉得你没有钱没有关系，勇敢的去面对主，告诉他你爱他，你向他求。
If you're short of money, do not worry, but ask and tell God about it.
就像我们刚才讲的，我们很感谢神，这个基金会在主内的团体，在几年前纪念到我们的需要的时候，就在最后一天，他们帮助了我们。
As I share with you, we're very thankful about this Christian Foundation that they provided us the fund on our last day of Israel.
当初他们帮助了我们$80,000，我们曾经照着自己的力量还过他们$400,000。
At that time, they provided.
I don't know.
On that day, they actually provided us $800,000. And then throughout the time, we have paid back
$400,000.
And during the construction of this sanctuary, we were in need, and then they once again helped us with $200,000.
所以我们讲两次在最 critical 最关键的点的时候，我们的弟兄们他们来扶持我们，我们真的是在主里面感谢他们。
So twice during our most critical moments, our brothers extended their helping hand, and we're so thankful.
而他们这么多年一直想进行的一个事工都被耽延，直到今年突然通过了，可以进行了。
For years they wanted to have this ministry, and then it just kept on being delayed. But this year it got approved.
尤其是这个基金会的主席，他最近长了很严重的癌症，很希望建筑之前能够看见他们的负担心愿施工能够进行。
And the chairman of this foundation recently got diagnosed of having cancer, so he really wished that before he went back to heaven, he would see this seminary, the ministry being established.
因为 it's time 我们不仅施恩，我们应该感恩，应该报恩。
So this is the time, it's about time now, not only that we are grateful, but it's the time for us to pay back. So let's leave it to the hands of God. Everything is changing. Jesus never. Everything will pass away, but what remains is faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of all these is love.
弟兄们对我们的爱更是主对我们的爱，还有我们对主爱的回应，通通都是成真的。
And our brothers' love toward us, and our love for our brothers and to God will all last.
我们的股票可以，或是我们的产业可以一夜之间没有的，但是爱却永远长存。
We can lose our wealth in one night, but our love will last forever.
我们感谢神，我们真的愿意带着你的每一颗心、每一个爱，我们谢谢主。
So we want to give God thanks for every single, every loving heart.
我也相信不只有今天，我们继续为着来啊，我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们也为他们祷告，也求神祝福他们的事工。
I'm sure our offering does not stop here. We also should pray for our beloved brothers and sisters that the Lord bless their ministry.
啊，今年他们的主席在这么严重的病痛里面，我们也求神纪念他。
We also pray for the chairman for his serious illness.
让他爱主的心愿能够被主成就成全。
That his love toward God will be perfected.
好，我们要来讲今天的信息。
And now we will start on today's sermon.
也就是我今年最后一堂可以讲 spiritual inheritance， 我希望给大家有一个大结。
So today is my last chance to talk about spiritual inheritance, and I hope that I will conclude this.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的传承太重要了。
Spiritual inheritance is so important.
因为我们从历史上看见是这样。
From the history we can see.
从圣经上看见是这样。
From the scriptures, we also see that.
如果我们今天传给后代的只是物质，只是外面的产业，我们弟兄姊妹那个价值不大的。
If we only pass on to our next generation material things, that is of very little value.
我们一定要把我们的生命，把我们在主面前承受属灵的产业，能够真正的传下去。
We need to pass on to our next generation our life and the spiritual inheritance that we have.
所以我们过去几次讲到属灵的传承，当然我们讲到坐第一把椅子、第二把椅子、第三把椅子，大家印象还记得吗？
Do you still remember when we talk about the first chair, second chair, and third chair?
第一把椅子最大的特点是他们认识神，不光是 know about God， 他们 know God， 他们知道神，不是只是知道关于神的事情。
The major characteristic of those who sit on the first chair is that they know God. Not only that they know about God, but they know God.
他们对神有第一手的认识和经历的。
They have a first-hand experience of God.
不是风闻有神。
Not that they have heard about God.
不是仅仅知道亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神很伟大。
Not only that they know the God of Isaac, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is great.
他们知道亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神就是我的神。
They know that God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is also my God.
他对神有第一手的认识和经历。
They have the first-hand experience and knowledge of God.
像摩西一样，如同看见了不能看见的神。
As Moses said, he saw the invisible God.
好像希伯来书十一章信心的祖宗一样，每一个都跟神有第一手的关系。
Like the faith heroes in Hebrews chapter 11, every single one of them had first experience.
所以我们的使命和责任就是要帮助我们所服侍的弟兄姊妹和我们的后代，如果从第三把椅子坐到第二把，坐到第一把椅子来。
So our mission and responsibility is to help our next generation.To move from the third chair to the second and then to the first.
这才是对他们真正的祝福。
And that is our true blessing for them.
这才是属灵的传承。
And that is the spiritual inheritance.
我们不是只是传知识。
We're not just passing on the knowledge.
让他们知道关于神的事，而是让他们认识神。
We do not just pass on knowledge so that they know about God.
所以我们要能够真
正的 know God.
我们要能够传承给别人，你自己必须做第一把椅子了。
We want to pass on some inheritance, then we have to be the one that sits on the first chair.
如果连我自己都是坐在第二把椅子的话
，If I sit on the second chair,
我不可能把我服侍的人带到第一把椅子。
It's impossible that I bring the brothers and sisters that I serve to the first chair.
所以我们都要向主有一个渴慕，说我要第一手的认识。
So we all have this thirst.Lord, I want to have first-hand experience.
好，让我对你的认识和经历真正能够活出来，能够传承下去。
So that I can truly live out my knowledge of you, and then I.
所以，我们过去其实讲到我们教会的意向和使命，这是我们最重要的传承。
So in the past, I talk about our vision and our mission.
我们整个的意向叫做基督和教会。
The vision is church and Christ.
基督是我们的中心，是我们的一切。
Christ is our center of all.
教会是他的发表，是他的见证。
And church is his expression, a manifestation, a testimony.
而我们的使命是要做耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人。
And our mission is to be the testimony of Jesus Christ become flesh.
人不是从我们身上听见福音、听见真理，而是看见福音。看见的真理。
So men will not just hear about the gospel from us, but will see the gospel and truth from us.
人从我们身上看见的耶稣。
And people will see Jesus from us.
我们也讲了以灵以诚的敬拜。
We also talk about to worship in truth and in truth and spirit.
特别也讲到在爱里面，我们擘饼纪念主，这是我们不能掉的。
We talk about having communion in love. That is something we will never forget.
好，我们今天下午还要开顶杯服事的同工聚会，我们希望我们聚会能够越来越好。
And this afternoon we will have service meeting for the breaking of bread of brothers and sisters. We hope the communion meeting will become better and better.
整个公民聚会就是以基督为中心的聚会。
The entire communion meeting is Christ-centered.
完全是爱耶稣的聚会。
The meeting of loving Jesus.
我们讲到我们的所有的生活是否，我们希望不随从肉体，只随从圣灵。
And we also talk about in all of our deeds and words, we will follow the Holy Spirit and not according to the flesh. And last time we talked about service of entire
church.
And I hope this is also an inheritance that can be passed on. We do not just love the Lord on an individual basis.
For me and my whole house, 我和我的家都要侍奉神。
But for me and my whole house, we will serve the Lord. And today we will talk about the word of life and the spirit of life.
好像这边主的话跟主的灵这两件事情是不能分的。
The word of the Lord and the spirit of the Lord cannot be separated.
它必须充满在我们一切的信息、一切的侍奉、一切的聚会，还有神一切的作为里面，我们都看见这两件事情。
In all of our service and all our meetings and all of God's words, we see the both.
好，我想我们从来没有看过一只老鹰，没有两个翅膀可以飞的，对不对？
We've never seen an eagle fly without two wings.
没有两个翅膀，它不可能飞的。
Without two wings, an eagle cannot fly.
所以它从这里要到500公尺以外的话，有翅膀跟没翅膀差太多了。
So it makes a big difference for an eagle to travel 500 feet.
有一个弟兄写过一本书，叫做《脱毛的老鹰》，没有毛的老鹰。
Okay, a brother wrote a book. It's in Chinese, literally translated as "Eagle Without Feathers."
这个没有翅膀的老鹰更惨，你知道吗？
And then an eagle without wings is even worse.
他要花很大的努力才能跑到500公尺一公里以外。
Then it would take him great effort to travel 500 meters.
所以讲到所有的effort都要extra，而且不知道double或是多少次。
So the eagle has a lot of extra effort to travel.
而且呢，它非常的危险，从一来的时候它来不及逃的。
And also that eagle is in great danger because it cannot escape when
enemy attacks.
Very vulnerable to enemy attacks.
第三件事情,
and thirdly,
就算不是讲 extra effort 额外的努力跟仇敌的攻击，你如果没有翅膀，你就不能翱翔了。
In addition to enemy attacks and also great effort to travel, without wings, the eagle cannot fly or glide. Missed out the greatest glory of being an eagle to fly and glide in the sky. And the Bible tells us all of us heavenly children have the life of an eagle.
我觉得主的话，主的灵就像鹰的两个翅膀一样。
And yet the word of the Lord and the spirit of the Lord. Just like two wings of an eagle. If we're not strong in God's word and God's spirit, we're just like an eagle without two wings.
我们生活服侍很容易疲倦，因为一公里对老鹰来说是很容易就到的。
We easily get burned out in our daily life and in our services.
对，没有翅膀的老鹰就比母鸡还沉，因为它是体重很重的，跑一公里更累了。
So actually, an eagle without two wings is worse than a hen because it's a heavy weight.
那仇敌来很危险，我们很容易就失败，被网络捆绑，犯罪。
We're so vulnerable to enemy attacks, and we're easily bonded by sin.
更不要说我们享受在圣灵里面，在主话里面那个丰富、自由、那个喜乐。
It's impossible to enjoy the fullness of God's blessings and joy.
那主的话，主的灵才重要。
So the words of the Lord and the spirit of the Lord are so important.
啊，弟兄姊妹，主的话又不光只是白纸黑字啊。
And then the words of the Lord are not, we're not talking about the printed words.
所以我们特别在约翰福音第5章39节到44节，主耶稣说：“你们查考圣经，以为内中有永生，却不肯到我这里来得生命。”
So in John chapter 5 verses 39 and 40, it says. The Lord Jesus says, you search the scriptures and thinking that you have eternal life, and yet you are not willing to come to me so that you may have life.
因为今天时间不够了，我只好脱稿讲道，没有照纲要讲。
Sorry, because of the time constraint, I had to jump around. I'm not following the order.
因为什么？我不知道碰到过多少的神学生告诉我说，他们读了神学院以后，他们跟主的关系反而疏远。
I don't know how many seminary students I have met that told me after they study seminary, their relationship with the Lord becomes distant.
因为天天赶功课，听到的都是一些神学的理论、神学的知识。这个人怎么说，那个人怎么说？那就成了我们不能断掉跟神的关系。
Because they're loaded with homeworks and then they hear about, they learn about all these theological theories, but yet one thing is missed is their direct relationship with God. And even reading the scriptures, such sacred and holy things, we cannot do it apart from life.
我们一定会很稀奇主耶稣讲这句话，你们查考圣经，这些人读圣经非常认真的。
That's why we marvel when the Lord Jesus says, you search the scriptures, because these people study the scriptures diligently.
我上次讲过了，主耶稣反问那个律法师说，圣经上里面最大的诫命是什么，他马上能够讲出来，对不对？
Like last time I shared with you, when the Lord asked the teacher of the law, what are the greatest commandments? They immediately replied.
他们是熟读律法、熟读圣经的人。
Because they're well versed in the law and in the scriptures.
但是主耶稣却点出了他们的问题啊。
But yet the Lord Jesus pointed out their
你们却不肯到我面前，怎么样得生命？
The problem is that you are not willing to come to me, that you may have life.
就离开了生命的境界，你读经、侍奉、祷告、聚会，做任何事情，你都会觉得疲倦、觉得枯干、早晚的事情。
Apart from the domain of life, anything you do, your study, your service, you will get burned out tired.
但是这是仇敌最大的诡计。
That is the greatest scheme of the enemy.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，这个生命的活泉在我们里面。主耶稣说，我要赐给你们一个活水泉，在我们里面要持永流到永生。
Because the fountain of life is within us, as Jesus promised that I will give you a fountain of living water that spring up to eternal life.
这是圣经上里面最好的一个 symbol 哈，一个怎么讲？一下子中文怎么说 symbol？一个表号，一个代号啊！感谢主，这中英博会的翻译很好。
So this is the greatest symbol in the Bible.
啊，它在这里表明 symbolize 那个活水泉源。
It symbolizes we have a fountain of living water.
而圣经上讲到活水的泉源，一方面讲到生命的道，一方面讲到生命的灵。
And then when we talk about the fountain of living water, it includes the word of life and the spirit of life.
我们看讲义最后最底下的那一句话，约翰福音第七章，节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指着信他的人要受圣灵做的。
So let's look at John chapter 7. That's the last passage of the program sheet.
我们受了圣灵没有？
So have we received the Holy Spirit? Please raise your hand if you think you have received the Holy Spirit. If you have believed, you will have it. But is it a living water? But then is the Holy Spirit like the fountain of living water? Be like a river of living water. It's just not a little bit, but a river.
But
also in John chapter 4, it says this water will spring up to eternity.
所以我们在圣灵里面该有的经历，就是一个活水泉，在我们里面一直涌流的啊。
So the experience of Holy Spirit that we ought to have, that He is like a fountain of living water.
而神给我们的话，就是生命的活水，生命之道。
And the words that the Lord gave us.It's the fountain of living water is the word of life.
所以我们读了圣经里面就应该好像饮了活水一样。
So as we read the scripture, it will be like we're drinking from the living water.
但是我现在就想问弟兄姊妹，当我们读经的时候，当我们小组查经，当我们听完讲道，当我们唱完诗歌，当我们在这里做各样侍奉的时候，我们里面有没有觉得活水是在涌流的？
Let me ask you, after we study the Bible and listen to sermons, or after we serve, do we feel that?The spring of living water comes from within.
先不讲那么丰富活水涌流像江河，至少你觉不觉得你是活的？
Maybe not so abundant, but do you feel that you are alive?
你活不活？
Are you alive?
不要 要随便回答，我为什么不觉得呢？你祷告活不活？
你
宗教活不活？
你
那边一个年轻人教宗，他很有信心，好好读圣经。
Young brother shared with me that he wants to study the Bible well.
我就跟他讲说，我说一个人是不是第一手的，在主的面前领受神的话，遇见神，经历圣经的这些的信息，他一讲，人家就知道了。
I tell him that people can tell if a person has firsthand experience of God's word, God's grace.
这么多人都在讲圣经。
If many people are talking, are teaching Bible.
这么多神学博士写论文。
And many of theological scholars that writing their thesis.
但是当你听一个人讲圣经的时候，你马上就知道他是第一手货还是第二手货。
But when you hear someone share about the scripture, immediately you can tell if this is his first hand or second hand.
第二手货的也非常好的，至少是第二手啊，还不是死的。
Even second hand of knowledge is still good than not being dead.
我从前在英国有一个英国国教的牧师啊。
There was a pastor in England church.
他叫 Hassan.
And his name is Hassan.
他是英国国教的牧师。
And he was a pastor.
可他自己原来非常的枯干，他得不到满足。
But yet he felt very dry within, not satisfied.
在他的见证里面，就是讲到他里面觉得他没有活水。
So his testimony, he said, he did not feel he had living water within.
在国教，他需要常常讲到，他就按照顺序从马太福音讲下来。
Being a pastor, he had to preach, so he preached on from Matthew, and then just.
有一天讲到马太福音二十二章。
One day he talked, he was preaching about Matthew chapter
22. 读到马太福音二十二章四十一节里面，耶稣对法利赛人说：“论到基督，你们的意见如何？”
And then, he read Matthew chapter 22, verse 41. Jesus asked the Pharisees, "As regarding to Christ, what's your opinion?"
其实他不知道背后有很多弟兄姊妹为他祷告。
Actually, he did not know many brothers and sisters were praying for him.
那件事情就在他站在讲台上的时候，突然开他的眼睛，发现基督这么伟大。
That day, as he was standing on the podium, the Lord opened his eyes to see how great Christ is.
当那个题目叫做“论到基督，你们的意见如何？”弟兄姊妹，你会讲什么？
Regarding to Christ, what do you say? What would you say, brothers and sisters?
你会怎么跟人家讲基督
？How would you share about Christ?
那天就在他讲台上讲到论到基督你们意见如何的时候，圣灵开他眼睛。
That day, as he was preaching on the podium, regarding to Christ, and the Holy Spirit opened his eyes.
站在上面，他感动的不得了，然后会众都看出他不一样。
And he was greatly touched, and the congregation can tell it was different.
整个会场大家欢呼，三四百个人赞美的声音。这个掩盖了所有的声音，他们就一直唱诗歌，一直唱诗歌。
Entire congregation praise the Lord about 300-400 people and keep singing hymns and singing songs.
那天那个消息传遍了他们整个教区，说牧师在讲台上得救了。
And then the great news was spreading throughout their parish that their pastor got saved while preaching on the podium.
在他自己的讲台，在他自己的讲章里面，他得救了。
In his own sermon message, he was saved.So you can tell, even those people who preach might not be saved.
从那天开始，那个复兴烧遍他们整个教区，长达三年，每天都有人得救。
From that day on, revival continued on for 3 years. Every day there would be some people saved.
弟兄姊妹，我们到底在读主的话，或是在所谓圣灵的关系跟经历里面活不活，我们自己知道的。
So actually, we ourselves know.If we are alive in reading the scripture and our relationship with the Lord.
你知道吗？有人教导我们教会。
And some say about our church.
说到我们教会的特色。
And that are the characteristics of our church.
我听到最多的一个就是我们中间圣经很熟，我们中间传生命之道。
And the most common, the most phrases are like, we are sharing the word of life, and we are well versed in the scriptures.
你知道吗？我听到这个的时候，我是一方面很高兴。
When I heard about this, usually on one hand I'm very happy.
一方面我又觉得愧不敢当。
And on the other hand, I felt so unworthy.
你说我们圣经熟不熟？自己说，凭良心说。
Okay. Tell me the truth. Are we well versed in the scripture?
你觉得你自己圣经很熟的，请举手。
Please raise your hand if you feel you're well versed in the scripture.
不要很吓人，对不对？
Even I was not raise my hand.
好，就是呢，我们圣经真的不够熟。
We're not that well in verse.
那更不要说我们能够把圣经里面的生命之道读出来。
let alone we can share the word of light.
中文生命之道其实在英文里面两个翻译, the word of life and the way of life. 生命的道理, 生命的信息跟生命的道路。
Actually, it covers both the way of life and the word of life.
这两件都非常重要。
Both of them are very.
没有生命的信息就没有办法走生命的道路。
Without the word of life, we cannot walk on the way of life.
真听见了生命的信息，你一定起来走生命的路。
We truly heard the word of life, we will walk on the way of life.
看到你们，你们这两天正好在读《使徒行传》。
Let me test you, give you a quiz, as we are studying the.
使徒行传里面一再讲到为这道受逼迫，或是为这道怎么样信从这道，那个道不是的我，就是的way。
In the book of Acts, several places it says that the disciples were being persecuted, and that they are the follower of the way.
他们不是只是为了传一些福音真理被逼迫，而是因为走这条路，走生命的路，他们被逼迫。
So they were persecuted not only because they were sharing the word of life. But because they were walking on the way of life.
因为犹太人骄傲的强调的就是话。
Because what Jewish people emphasize.
却没有说人,
without life.
而且不肯走路,
and they were not willing to walk.
而且是保罗这些使徒们, 他们不光传生命的信息, 他们走生命的路。
And yet Paul and the disciples not only share the word of life, but they also walk on the way of life.
这些仇敌受不了的仇敌就逼迫他们。
That is why they got persecuted by the enemy.
我们现在要来读一段很短的故事，但是很重要。我们读一下好不好？创世纪26章。
Let's read a very short story in the book of Genesis, chapter 26.
如果生命的活泉表明了生命之道，表明了生命之灵。
If the spring of the fountain of living water represent the word of life and the spirit of life.
你就发现仇敌多么不甘心我们里面。
Then you will see the opposition of the enemy.
我们看26章12节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 26.
到15节。 我就光中文读就好了，英文不读了。以撒在那里耕地，那一年有百倍的收成，耶和华赐福给他，他就称大日增月盛，成了大富户。他有羊群、牛群，又有许多仆人。非利士人就嫉妒他。当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世的日子，他父亲的仆人所挖的井，非利士人全都塞住，填满了土。好，我们请看第18节。 当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世之日所挖的水井，因非利士人在亚伯拉罕死后塞住了，以撒就重新挖出来，人照他父亲所叫的，叫那些井的名字。而在这里我们看见两件很重要的事情。In
this short scripture, we see two important things.
第一件事情，仇敌非常非常不甘心我们承受神的祝福。First
thing is that the enemy does not want us to receive God's blessing.
所以他们把所有的井全都塞住，而且填满了土。So
they stop up all the wells and then fill them with dirt.
有没有经验，就是有时候在参加特会玩，或是你刚刚得救不久以后的那个喜乐不能持久，有没有？
Well, if you have experienced the fact that somehow the joy of salvation or the joy after attending a wonderful retreat.
或是我们来祷告会，那是你充满的是这么喜乐，可是不能持久。Or
the joy of being filled with the Holy Spirit prayer meetings cannot last somehow.
我跟你讲，哪里有真正的活水井，哪里就有仇敌一定要来填满他的工作。
Let me tell you, wherever there are wells of living water, there will be works of the enemy to stop up and fill the wells with dirt.
我特别用黑体字讲到全都，而且填满。So
I particularly emphasize on the online that they filled up. All the wells.
而且不管这个土是什么，好，我们现在没有空讲，我们的时间到了。
My time is up. I do not have time to share with you what the dirt represents.
这件泥土石头可以讲到罪恶世界的诱惑，我们肉体，我们这个天然人，自己的聪明学习，whatever.
But the dirt can be the temptation of the world or our flesh or whatever.
不管它是什么，whatever
that is.
堵住活水是一个事实。
But the fact that it will stop the living water is
true. 这很多神儿女常有的经历。
And this is our usual experience.
谁都不见了。
We somehow lose the joy.
那个活的那个境界失去了。
But that we lost the realm of being alive.
这是仇敌的工作。
But that is the work of the enemy.
所以请大家记得。
So please remember.
每一个井。
Every single well.
只要你是真的井。
So long as the true well.
仇敌就一定企图要来填满，要来塞住它。
And the enemy will try to stop it up and fill it with dirt.
而问题是。
Yet the key, the issue.
我们怎么回应这件事情
？How do we respond to it?
我们是任凭它。
Do we just let it be?
我们是无可奈何。
And then being powerless.
我们接受这个结果吗
？And just accept the result.
当我们接受这个结果的时候
，As we accept it passively.
你已经可以想象那个结局了。
You can imagine the result.
你知道在巴勒斯坦那个地方
？You know, in the land of Palestine.
很多都是旷野，很多都是沙漠的。
It's the land of the desert and wilderness.
能够得到活水井，是整个农作物、牲畜和人。能够活下去最关键最关键的事情。
So the most important thing is to get the well of living water.
你可以没有这个，没有任何东西，你不能没有活水。
You can live without many things, but not without a well of living water.
如果我们没有水的话
，without living water，
你可以暂时活一段时间。
You can temporarily survive for a while.
你可以暂时拥有很多牛羊。
And you can temporarily for a while possess a lot of sheep and cattle.
你可以拥有全世界最好的农作物的种子。
And you can possess the seeds of best crops in the world.
但是你的灭亡是迟早的事情。
But yet you will perish.
因为早期以色列的产业只有两个，一个农，一个牧。
Because in all times the Israelites possess either the cattle, the sheep, or the
那不像现在人可以做生意啊，要房地产、股票，一大堆可以投资的。以前只有农跟牧，而这两个都离不开神。
In the past, what they have is either their stock or their agriculture crops.
属灵生命一样。
And both of them depend on water.
离开活水。
Same with our spiritual life.
离开活水的源头。
Apart from the source of living water.
离我的干渴一定的。
And we will for sure dry up.
离我的疲倦一定的。
And our weariness is for sure.
而甚至你我到最后被死亡笼罩，
被压倒
是一定
的。
在亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要认识这个很重要的事情。
So we have to know this important fact.
而依照看重并且定义，要来恢复祝福。
So Isaac took a blessing seriously, and he was determined to restore the blessing.
他父亲传给他这么多井。
His father has passed on many wells to him.
但是每一个井都被非利士人
填满。But every single one of them was stopped up and filled up.
感谢主啊，以色列真好。
Praise the Lord, how wonderful is that?
不是只是白白的感谢神哈，亚伯拉罕给我这么多井，哈利路亚。
Not only that, Abraham has so many living water, living wells.
然后就任凭仇敌填满它。
And then he did not just let the enemy fill them up.
仇敌把所有井填满，以色列把所有井全部挖回来。
The enemy filled up all the wells, and then yet Isaac redug all of them.
而且他照他父亲所取的名字取这些井的名字。
And he named all the wells according to the names that.
恢复到他该有的价值，该有的水平。
So he restored them up to the original value.
那就怎么样？你看历史历代这些先祖们为我们得了多少属灵的产业啊
！Likewise, throughout the generations, many saints have left us wonderful spiritual inheritance.
多少井被塞住了，你们知道吗
？But yet many wells are being stopped.
你看现在有几个人会看穆安德烈的书啊
？Nowadays, how many people will read the books by Andrew Murray？
几个人会看宾路易斯摩的书，会看史莱特弟兄的书呢
？How many people will read the books by Lewis or Austin Sparks？
今天有多少人喜欢唱这些传统的诗歌呢
？How many people like to sing traditional hymns？
你知道吗？这每一口井都是他们用他们的命，用他们一生的经历，用十字架挖出来的。
Because every single well was dug by their lifetime experience and their walk on the with the cross.
哦，今天这个时代人就喜欢一首新歌，又一首新歌，又一首新歌。这些人可能坐在冷气房写的诗歌，从来没有十字架经历的。
But yet nowadays people like to listen to new songs written by songwriters in air-conditioned rooms without walking.Without hearing the cross. I'm not talking about all the songwriters, but a lot of them are.
啊，这些有名的这个 worship leader， 很多人他们身怀同性恋，非常萎靡的。
Now there are many modern worship leaders. They live a homosexual lifestyle or very corrupted lifestyle.
因此呢，我们要宝贝属灵的产业。
Brothers and sisters, we ought to cherish spiritual inheritance.
今天真的很少人看书了。
Yet nowadays, few people read books.
要说再回去看这些生命的书，比较有深度的书，越来越少了。
The long reading of books with deep spiritual, wow.
挖井要付代价。
It costs a price.
重新挖井也要代价。
It costs a price to re-dig. Wow.
但是它的结局完全不一样。
But yeah, the end result would be tremendous.
今天我想我们在座任何一个家，任何一个年轻人，把你搬到华勒斯坦去。
If we move any family or any young people to Palestine,
如果你的周围没有水，
if there's no living water around you,
你一定会 sense 到这个 crisis， 你不会住在那里。
You will sense the crisis and you will not remain there.
你会警觉，我一定找到有水的地方。
You will be alert and alarmed. You will try to find water.
我们求神帮助我们在座所有的弟兄姊妹。
May the Lord help every one of us.
我们要在乎生命之道，生命之灵。
We have to care about the word of life and the spirit of life.
我们读主的话，一定要在主的里面得到生命。
Because we read the words of the Lord, we have to receive the life from the Lord.
我们的祷告，我们的聚会，我们的侍奉，要在圣灵里面。
Our prayers and our service, our meetings have to be done in the Holy Spirit.
要有属灵的实际，而不是只有外面。
We have to have the spiritual reality, not just the outward appearance.
这个太重要了。
It is so important.
这两件事情是不能分的。
And these two things cannot be separated.
我没有空去讲了，好，你看起初神造天地，神的灵运行在水面上，然后神说要有什么就有什么。
I have no time to go through all of them, but as the Lord, as God created the universe, His words and His spirit will work together.
主的话一起的。
The spirit and the word of life.Word of God, work together.
神呼召一个人起来侍奉他，以西结，神的灵在他身上，耶和华对他说话，都是从神领导他的。
Like in the book of Ezekiel, when the Lord calls someone, the Spirit and the Word will come upon the person at the same time.
当整个神的灵失败到像骸骨、像骨头一样的时候
，As the people of God fail like dry bones.
这个先知说你要对骸骨发出预言，对他们说话。
And yet the Lord said to the prophet.You have to prophesy to the bones.
这些话就临到了骸骨。
And then the word came upon the dry bones.
接下来神对以西结说，你要对风对气息发出预言。
And then the Lord says you have to prophesy with the wind.
啊，希伯来文风气灵都是同一个词哈。当灵进到骸骨里面的时候。
In the Hebrew context, the word of spirit and the breath and They are the same words. When the spirit enters into the dry bones, the word of the Lord and the spirit of the Lord came upon dry bones. The dry bones rise up and become a great army. So we want to come back alive. We need both of them.
主耶稣说：“我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。”
The Lord Jesus says, "The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life."
主从来不是讲字句的话，主的话每一句都是生命。
The Lord never say literal words. Every word that He says is life.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
At the beginning, God was with. There was word, and the word was with God. The word was God.
弟兄姊妹，我们要为神家有生命之道祷告。
So we have to pray for the house of God. We have the word of God.
神的话出来，旷野震动，比巴树劈开来，神的话太有能力了。
When the word of God comes out, it will shake the heaven and earth.
我们要为这些事情祷告。
We have to pray for it.
而我们的侍奉里面一定要在圣灵的境界。
And we have to serve in the realm of spirit.
不然我们都太阳在外面了。
Otherwise, it would be just the outward path.
因为我们教会最大的缺陷，我就觉得我们教会缺少那把火哈。
If you ask me what's something that we are short of, I would say we're short of the fire.
我不晓得是你们这个道德修养太好，还是什么样，每个人都很尊贵的样子。
I don't know. Maybe you're well trained or you're well behaved. Everyone looks so noble.
我讲了这么好笑的笑话，你们也微笑而已。
Even when I tell you jokes, you only smile.
我讲了这么感动，你们只低头而已。
And I said something so touching, and then you still bow your head.
就是呢，我们要 passionate， 我们里面要有火，要有热，要有灵。
Let's be passionate. Let's have the fire and the spirit.
保罗在罗马书十二章十一节告诉我们说，要殷勤，不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常侍奉主。
Paul says that in Romans chapter 12 verse 11 that we have to be diligent in service and we have to be fervent.
Fervent spirit， 我们那个灵要火的。
Our spirit has to be fervent, has to be on fire.
所以我跟你们讲一个小小故事，我就要结束了哈，因为实在没时间。
Let me tell you a story before I end.
他从前在十九世纪中，在英国有一个很有名的牧师哈。
In 19th century, there was a famous pastor in England.
他叫 Doctor Sinister.
His name is Doctor Sinister.
他是在这个 Westminster 里面讲道的。
And he preaches in Westminster.
那他有一次他帮卫理公会 interview 要聘请的牧师。
When he was interviewing for new pastors.
有一个年轻的传道人来了。
A young preacher came.
在 interview 里面，他就跟这个 committee 这个面谈的委员讲话的时候
，As he was talking to the interview board，
他说：“我这个人是个性很内向的哈。”
And then he says, "I'm an introvert."
就说我们在这大家很多人都合乎这个条件。加上一句，他说：“我不是那种人，会让整个泰晤士河烧起来的。”
I'm not the type that will burn up the whole Thames River.
那个伦敦的泰晤士河，他说我不是那种人，会让整个泰晤士河烧起来的。
I'm not the type that will burn, will put the entire Thames River on fire.
换句话说，你们不要期望我会有轰轰烈烈的举动啊。
In other words, please do not expect too much of me.
那个Dr.
Sinister 就微笑看着这个年轻人。
他说我一点不 care 你会不会让泰晤士河烧起来。
I do not care at all if you can put the entire Thames River on fire.
但是我会很好奇，我把你抓起来丢到泰晤士河去的时候，会不会有的声音啊？
But I'm curious if I grab you and throw you into Thames River, will I hear the sound?
换句话说，他说我在乎的是你里面自己有没有火。
In other words, what I really care is that if there's fire within you,
你先不要告诉我你能不能让泰晤士河烧起来，你先告诉我你自己里面有没有火。
Don't tell me yet if you can put the entire Thames River on fire, but tell me if there's fire within you.
所以我希望下次威廉唱诗，你离他稍微要有距离，不然会烧焦 barbecue 的。
Next time when,
好吧。
When William leads the songs, we have to be away from him, otherwise
we
will get burned by
fire.
But anyone of us, when we are being thrown into the river, there will be sound.
弟兄姊妹，如果教会的祷告有火，
let's pray that our prayers will have fire.
教会的侍奉有火，
and our service will have fire.
那是完全不一样的。
That would be totally different.
所以几年前有一次我听那个Tabernacle Brooklyn Tabernacle Church 的 Jim Sembra 讲道的时候。
Several years ago, I hear Pastor Sembla from Tabernacle Church preach.
他讲说你不要只传讲有关耶稣的真理。
He says, do not just preach about the truth,
about Jesus. 他说你要用耶稣的灵来传。他说 but also preach with the Spirit of Jesus. 不要光讲关于耶稣的真理。
Don't just preach truth about Jesus.
But also preach with the Spirit of Jesus.
阿
爸们，
耶稣的灵来传
吧。我们祷告，我们侍奉，我们洗碗，我们扫厕所，我们做任何事情，带着耶稣的灵。
So with the Spirit of Jesus, we do all the services, whether we're cleaning, we're cooking, to everything.
我希望别人将来看我们教会的时候
，I hope that when others visit our church later,
人说我们中间生命之道、生命之灵、神的同在是真实的。
That they will say that we have the Word of Life, the Spirit of Life, and the presence of God is real.
每一个都在主话语的面前，在圣灵的面前，我们更加倒空，更加卑微。
That we will further empty ourselves and humble ourselves before the Word of Life and the Spirit of Life.
我听过好几个牧师讲说，他们讲道是不用预备讲章的，因为加上一个冠冕堂皇的理由说，因为我们完全靠圣灵。
I've heard many pastors that they preach without preparation, prepared outlines, because they only follow the Holy Spirit.
有姊妹。井被填住，不是这么容易就恢复的。
Let me tell you, it is not easy to redig and restore wells once being stopped.
我们要认真的屈膝在宝座面前，求神除掉我们里面所有的石头、泥土、石块，让井可以重新活水。
We need to humbly come before God on our knees and ask the Lord to remove all the dirt and rocks and everything in this well.
有一个牧师就是这样跟他的会众神谢，他说：“我预备讲道只要三分钟就够。”
When the pastor bragged to his congregation that it only takes him 3 minutes to prepare a sermon.
因为牧师就住在教会，他说从我的客厅到讲台只有三分钟，我常常我讲到的信息在三分钟里面神就给我。
Because the pastor lives in the church, it only takes him 3 minutes to walk from his room to the sanctuary, and that's why he said it only takes me 3 minutes to prepare for my sermon.
结果没有多久以后，教会把他们牧师宿舍搬到三个 mile 以外的地方去了。
after that, shortly after that, the church moved a pastor's residence to somewhere 3 miles away from church. I like a word from Microsoft Office.
PowerPoint.
PowerPoint.
现在很多人讲到这种 PowerPoint.
Nowadays, many people use PowerPoint slides to
do it.
We use that too.
但是多少人讲到好像还有 PowerPoint.
But many people preach with a lot of point, with a lot of power, no point.
很多人预备了一大堆 points, 但是没有 power.
A lot of people prepare a lot of points without power.
但是我们以后用
PowerPoint
的时候，是它两个都要。But
whenever we use PowerPoint, we have to have both.
一个老鹰不能只有一只翅膀飞不起来的。Eagle
cannot fly on one wing alone.
更不要说没有翅膀。Let
alone without any wing. These two cannot be separated, but yet the enemy just wants to separate them.
所以你们派去嘲笑基督派跟福音派，只懂道理，没有。 没有热情，没有圣灵的工作，没有能力。
So brothers and sisters from charismatic with lack of fundamentalists says you only have the theory, but you don't have the power.
同样的，基要派、福音派就攻击灵恩派，你们只会看到，只会血气，但是却没有真理的根基，根本讲不出东西。
Yeah, the fundamentalists or the evangelists will laugh at the charismatics, says you only you do everything in the law of flesh, but you have no foundation. Because they cannot be separated.
圣经里面，约翰福音14章、15章、16章各讲到真理的圣灵。
So in John chapter 14, 15, 16, they all talk about the spirit of truth.
真理没有圣灵，就是字句。
Truth without spirit are just letters.
对不对？ 圣灵没有真理，常常是人的一些错误、一些血气、一些情感。
Spirit without truth often fall into the realm of flesh.
圣灵的圣灵。
So the spirit of truth.
主耶稣说：“我对你们说的话，就是灵，就是生命。”
The Lord Jesus says, "The words I've spoken to you are spirit and life."
刚才我们的信息已经在此，我希望我们所有的人在上主祷告，让我们的颈不被仇敌拆除。
So this will conclude my message, and I hope every one of us will pray. That our wealth will not be full. As we study and research the Bible, that we will enjoy the fountain of living water.
我们祷告，我们侍奉，我们生活常被圣灵充满，被上头来的能力浇灌。
We pray and serve the Lord. We will often be filled with the Holy Spirit from God.
我们现在唱诗，带着火唱，好不好？
Let's sing the song with fire.
好，我们唱237首。
我们唱1、2、4、3节。Verses 1, 2, and 4。站起来唱。
Thank you.
告。我们要站在他们有一个艰难的前祷告。来，我们先同声祷告。
Cherish and honor this blessing. And that we are not willing that these wells be stopped off by the enemy. Lord, please enlighten us today. To see what is causing the living water from flowing. Please remove all the hindrances today. That we will receive true freedom in your word and spirit. Yes, the first Adam is only a living person. And yet the last Adam is the spirit that will give us life. Every time that we hear your voice, we will come alive. And in the Spirit, we have become alive. Lord, we pray for the church. That we will not pursue anything apart from you. That we will receive the best from you.
That
the Word of Life and the Spirit Life will flow like living water in our midst. That it will be passed down throughout the generation. Lord, we thank you. Please protect and bless every one of us. And please protect and bless everyone who hears this message. That the Lord of Life reign in our life and in our service. In our devotion life and in our meeting. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.